Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Agee reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bell. Agee moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buford covering, for the out. Askew moves to second. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo throws the ball into Whitfield, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Scourin moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitfield moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Banks pinch hits for Gary Bell. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Kralik now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Peters, and towards Buford, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alves moves to third. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Martin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Danny Cater pinch hits for Gary Peters. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. Hansen tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Steve Hargan now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it and throws to home to get Hansen. Berry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan fires to first and has McCraw trapped. There's the throw to Gonzalez who tags McCraw for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Davis pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Jim Landis. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Alvis steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Kelly now pitching. Chico Sammon now playing left field. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito throws the ball into Gonzalez, who tags Berry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield bunts between the mound and first base. Locker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.